Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for these next few moments. I've been sharing a message which I've entitled Walking in the Spirit. And I'd like to begin the broadcast by sharing 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21, which declares, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. For he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him." Brother and sister, when you became a new creation, your spirit is completely recreated. Then a new walk, a new life starts. It becomes our privilege as well as our responsibility to read the Word of God, to take His Word and allow that Word to change us. And then we can use that Holy Word to control our body. We can use the Word of God to defeat the work of the enemy. You know, there's a scripture that we love to quote, "Oh, resist the enemy, he will flee from before you." Well, that full scripture says, "Submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So we have to be willing to be submitted to the Lord. We must be willing to submit to his ways, to his will. And we just can't be hearers of the word, but we have to be doers. That is what is going to change us. Paul wrote in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 24, "But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and you've been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off, concerning the former conversation, or way of life, if you will, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts," the lusts not just of the physical body, but of our soul nature, of our emotions, of our desires, of the things of the flesh that covet and envy, that are jealous, that are causing strife and anger and divisions. This is what we're to do. We're to put off the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So, what is Paul saying here in the scripture I've just shared with you? We have to take God's word and use it to renew our minds, to begin to think like God thinks, to begin to view situations from God's perspective, to look at ourselves the way God sees us. And through that divine control of our minds, allowing the Holy Spirit to renew us, we then can control the actions of our flesh, not only the physical lusts of the physical body, but the soul nature, the emotions, and the will. A lot of people know that they have been created the righteousness of God in Christ, but that isn't enough. We have to understand fully what righteousness is and what it means to us as believers individually. And what God is doing in this hour, He is perfecting His body. Beloved, Jesus is coming again. He's coming soon. We can see the signs of the end times all around us. Prophecy is being fulfilled. And we have to understand that there is a work of perfection that is God is wanting to accomplish in His people, but it takes our willingness, our surrender and yieldedness. We can't do it by an effort of the will, by any amount of discipline, but we have to surrender to allow the Holy Spirit to do that work in us, that we can be a bride, a body without spot, stain, or wrinkle, because God is coming for a glorious church. And that's why some of you listening, you've been having some hard times in your life. Well, God is trying to get you to a place. He doesn't ever cross. He never contravenes human will. He allows us that privilege, that right to make choices. However, He has very, very subtle and effective and clever ways of wanting us to do His will. He knows how to get to us. And some of you might be smiling because you've known God's ability to do that. He can make us willing so that we're willing to say, okay, Lord, yes, I'm finally ready. I'm finally willing. But He's letting His people know today that so many of us are living so far below the privileges given to us in Jesus Christ. We've heard it preached for years, but we're not walking in it. We're not living in it. They don't really understand and have the revelation of their position as a member in the body of Christ. Righteousness simply means in right standing before God. And when we experience the new birth and receive Christ into our lives, we are made righteous. Righteousness is simply what God says you are. Righteousness is your born-again position before God in Christ. Your spirit man is fully righteous. You're never going to be more righteous, but you will learn. There's a walk of holiness and sanctification when it comes, when our physical bodies, and our soul nature, our will, and our emotions are brought in line with our spirit man in accordance with the Word of God. And beloved, it's only through your faith in Jesus and His work of redemption at Calvary that can bring you into right standing with God. It's not by your works. It's by faith in what Jesus has done. Because you are a part of the kingdom of God. You've been made a citizen of that kingdom. You have all the rights provided in God's kingdom. Now, if you fail to claim those rights, well, it doesn't change God's word. If you are afraid, if you fear to claim those divine rights as a privileged citizen in God's kingdom, you will simply be robbed of that abundant life Jesus said that He brought to give you. And the Lord wants His people to be prospered. He takes delight in the prosperity of His servant, and not just the material, physical prosperity or financial prosperity, but spiritual prosperity. Beloved, it is God's will for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's what I'm talking about. If you're wanting some new thing to occur in your life, if you want greater prosperity, a greater and closer walk with the Lord, we have to understand what it means to walk in the Spirit. And when you begin to accept in your mind what God says about you, you'll begin to act in the authority and power that is yours as a citizen in God's kingdom. Colossians 1, 12 and 13 states, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. What? He's qualified us, hallelujah, to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Notice that word qualified. He qualifies us to share in God's inheritance, our Heavenly Father. Verse 13, for He delivered us. He's not going to, but that's past tense. It says He delivered us. That means the work is done. From the domain of darkness, from the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of His dear Son, transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. So, through Jesus Christ, beloved, you have a position of right standing before the Father. You've been forgiven of your sins. You have an advocate with the Father for any sins you may commit, and He's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Jesus said in Matthew 17 and 20, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." You know, we hear those words, but they just kind of go over our head. Do you realize what these are the words of Jesus that I'm simply quoting? If you have faith, and the mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds, it said, and He said, if you have just a little amount of faith, you can say to this mountain, whatever obstacle, whatever hindrance stands before you, get out of my way, it will remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. You have authority over Satan, beloved. And why does so much of the church world fight against this fact? Why do they resist what Jesus said and try to explain it away according to sense knowledge? Well, there's a couple good reasons. One, Satan doesn't want the Church of Jesus Christ to know and then to act on that authority, because that is a serious threat to his kingdom. Is that not right? He hates those who know that authority. You know, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? He said to the seven sons of Sceva. Secondly, so many look at God's word through their sense knowledge and through their mental assent. They eliminate the spiritual power which backs up the word of God. Well, beloved, with the Lord's help, we will perhaps conclude on tomorrow's broadcast, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. And beloved, I know what it is. I mean, I have struggled in this area in my own life, and I know that so many of God's people, they haven't quite come to that place. They know what the Word says, but they're not there yet. And beloved, it is a matter of daily walking in the Spirit. And that means everything we do, your body and your soul, your will and emotions are controlled by the Word of God. And beloved, that's not an impossible place to come. It is a place where the Spirit of the Lord is bringing us, praise God, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. And take encouragement with this final scripture. It is God working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for your prayer support, for joining me today. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.